Hey there, everybody. It is Saturday of Teach Them Diligently Columbus, our final event of this season. And I am going to steal a few minutes just to re-record the video that I had done for this week that sadly got corrupted and I didn't even know it. So I am thankful for your patience yesterday as I didn't have a video to go out. But I really wanted to cover what I talked about yesterday because this is an issue that is really heavy on my heart right now. Home education is growing by leaps and bounds. People are starting to homeschool their children in record numbers, and it's very, very exciting. But here's the thing. There's been this huge shift in reason and in big picture since David and I entered this lifestyle 10 years ago or so. When we came in to a much smaller movement, most of the people who were entering home education were doing so for some philosophical reason. Not all of them, but many of them were running towards something. You know, as in our family, we really had been impressed by God that our time with our children was very short, and that if we were going to disciple them effectively, if we were going to teach them diligently, shepherding their hearts and pointing them towards the Savior, all while preparing them to be the young men and women that God created them to be, home education was a tremendous tool to do that. And so we stepped in looking at homeschooling as a marvelous open door for us to disciple our children. But even with our very big goal, our very big why, we still stepped into it with kind of a 1 year at a time view of things, and you know, just really, this will give us a good foundation this year and then we can go back to normal. And so that was our mindset, but it was a pretty big mindset at the time. And through the last 10 years, God has used a lot of different circumstances, not the least of which is getting to know a lot of your families, to even more deeply impress upon me that home education is the most biblical way to teach your children, to educate your children, to prepare your children to be the men and women that God created them to be, to go out and fulfill their part of His great mission in this world. And so, you know, the deeper I get into it, the more bold I get in telling people, yes, I do believe that you should homeschool. All of that background to say, in the current climate, we have so many people coming into home education that it's very exciting. But even in Christian circles, I'm seeing more and more families are running away from something rather than running towards something. And that is a really huge distinction, because running away from a school system that is broken, or running away from a situation where you don't feel like your children are safe, running away from a bully, running away from a situation where your child's special needs are not being met, whatever it is that is the catalyst to get you to look at homeschooling, to make that change, God can use all of those things to get your attention. But if as a believer, actually, if as any family, you don't have something bigger than running away from something else, on the days that things get hard, that you get stretched, that you're frustrated, you're discouraged, you're tired, those reasons are not going to keep you in the race. They are going to do, as I've seen in Facebook threads, as I have heard from moms that I've talked to, they're going to make you feel like you're trapped. They're going to make you feel like you're in a prison, because running away is an escape. It's a fear. It's not something that you can dig your heels in on and really anchor to. But there are so many wonderful reasons that you can. Again, home education is, I think, the best tool for discipleship that there is in the whole wide world, because it's natural, it's effective, it gives you a lot of time to interact with your children. You get to know your children in ways that you never would be afforded the opportunity to if they were in school 8 hours a day. They get to know you. They get to see if you are what you say you are. And so as a Christian mom and dad, that's a big responsibility, because if we're trying to teach them diligently to follow God, we can only lift them up if we are on higher ground. And so home education is a sanctifying process for us parents, because we have to stay one step ahead. We should be keenly aware of the responsibility that is on us, and keenly aware that in ourselves we are insufficient, but God's grace is sufficient. He has mercy for every day, because He promises that, and His faithfulness to us is great. There are so many promises in God's word that can get us through those hard days, but we're not going to think to go to Him if all we're focused on is what we're running away from. Fear traps you every single time. But remember, God's word tells us over 365 times not to be afraid. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. These aren't suggestions. These are commands from an almighty God. And why are we not to be afraid? Because we have an almighty God who knows all things, who knows every single hair on our head, who knows every single hair on our children's heads, who knows about that special need, who knows about the bully, who knows about the waywardness that is in your son's heart right now. And He called you to be their mom and dad. You. He uniquely equipped you to shepherd their hearts. You're not in a prison, Mama. You are in the best place of your life. And so this week, I just want to encourage you to find what you're running to. If you feel like you're trapped, please release that. Give that over to God. Thank Him for using whatever fear it was to move you into action. But now, anchor your hope in something deeper, because what you are doing for your child is the very best thing that you possibly could do for your child. It is also the best thing that you could do for your family, because it's biblical and it helps to focus you all on Christ if you are looking at it in that way. So spend some time formulating your big reason. Now, I'm going to give you a link down below to a worksheet that I did that just helps you work through your why, formulating your story. How did God get you here? But also, why are you going to stay in? What is God calling you to do? Because God is not calling you to fear. God is not calling you to run away. God is calling you to something. You. He's calling you specifically. So I want you this week to write that down. But I want you to do more than that. I want you to take a few minutes to write it down yourself, but also have your husband write down his version of the why. You guys really need to be on the same page here. So, but I want you to take the time to do it separately, because if you do it together, generally speaking, one of you is going to kind of run the conversation. But what's so cool if you don't shortchange this process is when you do it separately and then you combine the two together, you have woven together a tapestry of exactly what God is doing, and it's so much stronger than one thread at a time. Every single time David and I talk about the way that God led us into this, I learn another nuance of what God was doing in his heart that I didn't even know about, and it strengthens my faith. So take the time to work on this separately. Come together. You've got this summer to really solidify why you're doing this. Solidify your passion. Solidify your resolve. And then hand all of it over to the Father, who is the only one who can strengthen you day by day to do it. So live boldly, my friends. Go out. Be all that God has called you to be in this home education journey. Don't feel like you're trapped, because you are not. Write your why. Figure it out. On those hard days, yank it out and read through it and pray through it again. Because your why should be something that is going to stand the test of time. It should be big, big, big. There are going to be other little elements of things that are going to grow as you do. But this big why, think as big as you can. And then always be willing to add to it as you grow. So do that this week. Throughout the summer, we're going to look at the amazing opportunities we have as home educators. I'm going to try to encourage your hearts while we have this time off of just what a wonderful position you are actually in. But for starters, I want you to stop running away and run to what God has called you to. Take heart, take courage, be excited, have fun with your children this summer, and then be ready to start your school year in earnest when that time comes. So have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.